It's heading out onto the track for the first of the finals with Mac O'Neill starting on the pole from Remick Lansborough in the 77. Then it's the 9 of William Cozzi and the 70P of Brooklyn Scubiris. For the forecast to greet the starter here. As we get set for 15 laps of Cadets Finals action. Mac O'Neill has been having a tremendous run right throughout this weekend. He comes to the start-finish line. It's an even start as they head into turn number one. And Mac O'Neill leads the way from McLansborough. And then it's back to William Cozzi, Brooklyn Scubiris. They head down into turn number four now and along the back for the first time. So Mac O'Neill, McLansborough, Cozzi, Scubiris, all starting to string themselves out around the circuit. Race leader is Mac O'Neill. Now Mac O'Neill, eighth current race for the Southern Star Series. He'll be looking forward to make some ground forward as the series moves to Grenfell in 2 weeks' time. It's McLansborough who sits back there in second. That's the Subway, Bathurst and Kelso Arrow, as he's off the circuit there. So a spin heading down towards Tayan, number three. And William Cozzi moves up into third position. So Mac O'Neill, your race leader. William Cozzi now up into second. And I think McLansborough just looks like he's not back up to speed coming out of the hairpin that time, with Scribiris back there in third place. So lap number two across the start-finish line. But Mac O'Neill, 8.906, not a bad time. Cozzi, a 54.68. And then it's McLansborough with that spin, a 1 minute and 2 second lap. Scribiris back there in that 70p cart with a 1 minute and 2 second lap as well. That's the Vinyl Line Pool Services cart. Interesting side pods if you get a little chance to have a look at that 70p with plenty of art on the side of the Brooklyn Scubiris carts. The Mac O'Neill cart, sponsored by Worth out of Dubbo. Of course, Dubbo will be hosting the grand final this year of the Southern Star Series. And so, great series. Griffith, Canberra, those two rounds already completed. Grenfell in 2 weeks' time, and then it's off to Wagga and Dubbo to complete the Southern Star of 2014. At the moment, though, it's the Super Heavy Challenge, Orange. And it's Mac O'Neill who leads the way, coming up to put Brooklyn Scubiris in second place. William Cozzi in the 9's got some pressure now as Henry McLansborough closes in on the back of that number 9 car. So William Cozzi in the 9, working hard on holding that spot, but McLansborough up the inside and into turn number one. McLansborough makes a pass. McLansborough now back into second position. Armitage early in the race. McLansborough in second. Cozzi back to third now. Scubiris is a one lap down to your leader, Mac O'Neill. One third of the race completed as Mac O'Neill is your race. So O'Neill leading the way here in in the final of the cadets here in the Super Heavy Challenge at Orange. We hope you're enjoying all the action across the weekend. It's live on sportradio.com.au, and of course you'll be able to go back there and listen to all the racing action and also see the finals on sportradio.com.au if you're not watching it live already there. It's Mac O'Neill who is your race leader. He clicks off another lap. Lap number 6, a 48.87. So today nowhere near as quick on the circuit as it was today. But still Mac O'Neill at speed. Mac O'Neill able to do a 48.4 in qualifying. So about 0.3 seconds slower of the track conditions now. As, driven by clouds, and it certainly cools off quickly when that sun isn't out. Mac O'Neill, 7 laps now. And sits back as McLansborough in the 70 cross the turns, the final turns. And McLansborough, he just came off the bottom turn and just got sideways there. Skibiris now going to be lapped by William Cozzi as the leader is closing in on third place, and highly likely before the end of this we'll see Mac O'Neill lap up to third position and potentially could even lap the field. As McLansborough now heads towards Windmill, the leader is heading towards the hairpin. So Mac out driving a top driver from has done a fantastic job here. Really put on a great driving display in the head yesterday evening. So earlier this morning, pre-final, he put a great drive in. Mac O'Neill, one. Scriveris, a second lap down now, and he's coming in on the 9 cart of William Cozzi, so I'll be getting the blue flags fairly soon, you would think, as this first final of the Super Heavy Challenge is heading towards its completion. Two-thirds of the race will be concluded this time by, as Mac O'Neill do the final turns, right on the back of William Cozzi. Mac O'Neill to decision here to stay busy down the hill into the flip-flop. No, decides he'll look before he makes that pass and takes her out. So I thought 15 laps. Lap completed now for Mac O'Neill. To come out, step in. Mac O'Neill in the one heads into the double left-hander as they head towards the final turns, and Mac O'Neill a big chance of taking out that taking out the race by lapping the entire field. Henry McLansborough in the 77 is certainly in the young Dubbo driver's sights. The Worth sponsored top of Mac O'Neill, cart number 81, leading the way. McLansborough in the 77. That's the Subway, Bathurst and Kelso Arrow. The orange base driver heads into the final turns now. Mac O'Neill heads along the short chute towards the final turns. So it'll be an interesting little achievement here if Mac O'Neill can make the pass on the 77. Of Henry McLansborough. Completing 12 laps now in the first of the finals. The cadets out there in a heat in the final, the first final of the day, in this super heavy challenge. It'll be Clubman Super Heavy up next. And don't forget, these super heavies all battling it out for the opportunity to run the number one plate at this event next year. Great prize on offer for all the super heavy classes. And Mac O'Neill closing in on Henry McLansborough now. Blue flag going out. Well, it was an early call on the blue flag. He's still almost the length of the front straight away. But it is Mac O'Neill with just over a lap and a half. Mac O'Neill in the 81 card. Some great driving from him. Henry McLansborough in second position in the 77. Well, he's going to get caught here, you'd have to think, as it looked like Brooklyn Sabiris had some troubles coming out of Windmill. Mac O'Neill makes the pass as he comes up the short chute and will lap the field in this 15-lap final. The flag goes out to the cart of Mac O'Neill. He has left to run. Brooklyn C70P will go a third lap down now to the hard-charging Dubbo driver. And around the outside, Henry McLansborough taking his chances there on Scriveris. So, Mac O'Neill in the first of the finals here at the Super Heavy Challenge at Orange. Through Windmill for the final time. The short chute towards the final turns. Now, turn 11. The start-finish straight, where Mac O'Neill take the victory. Mac O'Neill takes the win from Henry McLaughlin, William Cozzi, and Bruce. Great driving there by the young driver from Dubbo. And as a result, lapping the field, and snapped by a lapping. Fantastic drive.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
Ring here is the Super Heavy Final. Hazleton on the pole. The jump out. It's still who drives him hard into the final turns now. And Cooper will come up. He spins. That opens the door for and Riley to come through. Hazleton tries. That's Adam Riley, who is your race leader. Hazleton sits in second position. Taylor, Tail Biscuit, Curtis Dixon. The six runners. Paul Cooper pulls his cart. Ticket. Way through towards the windmill. Another circuit down the very bottom of that might be Taylor. But Taylor off the circuit now. That leaves Tailby in third position. Adam Riley in the 27. Tom Hazleton in the 2. But Rebeerus Dixon, of course, Brent in the final after flipping that car quite violently in turn one of the... So Riley, Hazleton, Tailby, But the battle two at the front of the... And it's Riley who has the advantage currently. Two cart of Michael Hayes. Sitting there. Three of a second last time. Hazleton this time. Two of a second. Further, Gabiris and Dick, a good battle of their own. As they work their way, the leaders in mill once again. It is still the leader, Adam Riley, orange. Over Lithgow, Hazleton back there in second. Pace from Dubbo, the Hannaford Tyres, number 60 of Craig Taylor. And then between Paul Scriveris and Curtis Dixon with the advantage at the moment. Interestingly, Scriveris in the Southern Star Series, third in the points in that championship. So Curtis Dixon holding off at the moment. Ray still the 27. Oh, Adam Riley. Riley into the flip-flop here with Hazleton behind him. One third is now completed. Five laps down. And laps remain. So plenty of time in the race for Hazleton to work his way back to the front. Helter Skelter, first lap, which saw Hazleton in the lead. Cooper at the time drops the point early. Going into that turn 11, starts coming to get it. Cooper was around, and well, that was all she wrote for Paul Cooper in Clubman Super Heavy final. So the Clubman Super Heavies. Works his way across the start finish line. Is still the 23 cart of the 27 cart from Riley. Riley leading now by points and over Hazleton. So with work to do now as he falls further and further. Riley driving well. Hazleton in the two cart. Close back up. Tailbeast third. Curtis Dixon in the 61 back there in fourth has pulled away from Paul Scriveris now. As Adam Riley continues to hold off Hazleton. They're on the line here of the 15 lap final. It is Clubman Super Heavy final. The first of the plates up for grabs at the moment. It looks like it might be in orange. One super heavy plate. Tom Riley is leading. He heads across the line to complete line. His gap now half a second. Michael Hazleton works down the back straight once again in second position. Gap looked like it had closed up as they come towards time. It definitely does look like Hazleton's putting in a few hard laps here to bridge that gap. Hazleton's fastest lap of the race, a 42.42. The leader, Adam Riley's fastest lap of the race, 0.347. So Hazleton just slightly faster. Probably. As this final continues, we've completed two-thirds of the final here in Clubman Super Heavy. Adam Riley is your race. Michael Hazleton, Craig Tailby, Curtis Dixon and Harris. So the leader, it's a short shoot in the 27 card. Hayes, half a second behind. It looked like he was the gap. But in fact, it stayed relatively... In fact, it's opened up 0.2 of a second now. So Riley responding with the fastest lap race, a 42.75. Riley now just trying to nail Ian Hazelton's charge. As Hamilton in second, Tailby in third. So Adam Riley, the orange driver, in the 27 cart, leading the way. Performance from him across the weekend. And he heads for one with the knowledge that he has been able to extend his gap over Michael Hazelton to 0.9 of a second. Oh, troubles. Yeah, it looks like Hazelton now slowing on the circuit. So our second place runner is starting to limp. And that has made it easy for Riley now, who'll complete 13 laps this time by. Hazelton, though, is limping this cart. Will he be able to make it home? He's up in the seat. Not sure what the problem is. He will have Tailby on his back bumper shortly. So with 2 laps left to run, Hazelton is going to retire from the race. So Hazelton... Oh, seat is broke. Oh, that's the problem there. That's why he was pulling himself out of the seat. So Adam Riley in the 27 heads into the final turns to receive the white flag this time. The 27 of Adam Riley looking for the first ever victory in a super heavy race here in the Super Heavy Challenge. It will be Adam Riley who will wear the number one next year as he works his way through Windmill for the final time. He heads along the short chute and into the final and towards that start-finish line. It's Riley who will take the checkered flag. Riley gets the victory. As Riley takes the win, second place will go to Craig Tate, 68. Chris Dixon comes home in third, and Paul Scriveris home in fourth place. Well, our first ever super heavy final for a super heavy class. And next year, Adam Riley won't be running 27. He'll be running cart number one in the Super Heavy Challenge. Great run there for Adam Riley.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club, the Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
Waiting for Senior National to head out onto the track for their final now. as we get set for what should be an interesting run. The senior national combined class has seen David Dunbar and Gary Cozzi great battles throughout, and we're hoping we can see that continue here over the course of this 15 lap final. So just waiting for them to head out onto the track. We'll let you hear. Well, no, they're coming out onto the circuit now, so great to have all the support of Norton's on the Highway. I filled up there this morning getting ready for the trip home, and we can get all the essentials you need from Norton's on the Highway. Of course, the fuel supplier of this super heavy challenge. Studio 15, great to have them on board. Helmet painting, they can do your design, they can come up with an original design for you. It's Studio 15, contact Curtis Dixon. And of course, the Orange City Council, major sponsors of the Super Heavy Challenge. So, David Dunbar from Bathurst in the Dunbar Homes entry will start on the pole in cart 81. In the 89, will start out of position number 2 in the Gary Cozzi electrical cart. Glenn Williams in the 57 starts out of 3. Sarah Cozzi in the 71. Then it's Nathan Carr Anderson. Away and racing. Very even start. It's Dunbar's got the advantage up the inside as Williams tries to make the move on Cozzi as well. No, he falls in line as they head towards the flip-flop. They head into turn 4 for the first time. All single file now as they have worked their way along the back straight into the hairpin. Sarah Cozzi has dropped to the back of the field. That's interesting now as she makes the pass on Scott Nielsen. So Nielsen looks back to Tail and Charlie on the field as Sarah Cozzi starts forward. It's David Dunbar in the Dunbar Homes card, immediately going for the mixture screws on the carby to try and get up on that card. He knows he can't afford any loss of performance as Gary Cozzi will be there to strike. So Gary Cozzi in the Cozzi electrical entry sitting position. That's the 89 cart. And nose to tail, the two front runners here as they head into the hairpin once again. So David Dunbar, Gary Cozzi working their way towards Windmill now. And it looks like Glenn Williams is up for the battle here as Williams in the 57 cart tries to close in on the front two. So Dunbar in the 81, the 89, Gary Cozzi sits right on his back bumper. We've seen this a lot early in the race where Cozzi can stay with Dunbar, but then eventually Dunbar just works him over and starts to pull away. As along the back straight, it's still Dunbar, Cozzi, and Williams. Oh, Dunbar very slow into the hairpin that time. Cozzi, I think, had to check up on the brakes, and that gave Dunbar a little opportunity to skip away. But through Windmill, they are right nose to tail once again. Williams sits back there in 30, starting to fade now. Nathan Carr fourth, and then it's back to Sarah Cozzi and Nielsen rounding out the running order. So Dunbar, your race leader, in the 81 cart, heads down into turn number 1 down the hill with a 0.2 of a second gap. It closes up to almost nothing as they have worked their way through now turn 4 and the back straight. David Dunbar in the 81 cart, Cozzi in the 89. A two-card length gap coming out of the hairpin that time. As Williams, back there in third, is really starting to fall off the pace now. He's almost a second slower than them on that last lap. And he's falling into the clutches of Nathan Carr in the 7 cart. Sarah Cozzi back there in fifth, and Scott Nielsen back there in sixth. So two-card lengths, the gap between first and second as they come across the line to come before. And David Dunbar in the Dunbar Homes Arrow looks to be in control for the moment. Cozzy very quick down the hill and towards the hairpin. That's where he seems to be making up all his time. But then from Windmill on, it is David Dunbar who has the experience here at Orange and is able to make the next technical part of the track really work for him through the double left-handers and then down that short chute. So again, Dunbar is on the carburetor mixture screws, trying to adjust that up. Race leader, David Dunbar in the 81 kart. He leads the way from Gary Cozzy in the 89. So the Cozzy's long-time competitors in the senior national categories. Gary Cozzy. Used to be a time where you couldn't go to a race meeting which was running the national class and there wasn't a Cozzy at it. At the moment, Gary Cozzy is sitting seventh in the Southern Star Series as he sits second on the racetrack here at the moment. Of course, in this Southern Star Series, David Dunbar is also running. And he is currently in, just as I try to check this out, I just can't see his position here. He is in ninth position overall in the Southern Star Series. So, interesting battle those two will have. Of course, both of them have missed a round. Gary Cozzy has run both rounds so far. David Dunbar only running the second round at Canberra, and I would imagine in 2 weeks' time he'll be over there at Grenfell for that event as well. As our leader, David Dunbar, is pulling away from Gary Cozzy now. The advantage opened up a second the course of the last few laps. Glenn Williams now 5 seconds behind Cozzy in second position. Then it's Nathan Carr, Sarah Cozzy. And in fact, Sarah Cozzy hasn't... No, she's still 6 seconds back off Nathan Carr, so hasn't been able to close up that gap. It'll be interesting to see, though. Nathan Carr, 1.6 seconds behind Glenn Williams in the 57 car. Glenn Williams, from Lithgow, sitting back in fourth position. Glenn Williams sitting back there in third. Nathan Carr in fourth. Oh, he looked like he was closing in, but in fact on that last lap was slower by almost 3/10 of a second than Glenn Williams. So I think Glenn Williams has got that third keys unless he makes a mistake. As they work their way across the start finish line. 10 laps now completed. 10 laps completed now here in the final. In fact, they're on lap 10 now, so next time by they will have completed 10 laps. 2/3 race distance. Dunbar, Williams, Carr, Sarah Cozzy and Nielsen, the running order. Cozzy do. He was out to a second gap. 1 second was the gap 2 laps ago. It's closed in now to 0.6 and opened up back as they come across the line. David Dunbar there, perhaps just teasing with Gary Cozzy, because Dunbar was closing up that gap, or had that gap closing on him, I should say. So, David Dunbar, your race leader, heads across the chute. Gary Cozzy in the 89 trying to close back in on him. But as yet, that gap still remains as a 1 second advantage to the leader. As Cozzy working his way along that back straight, David Dunbar, just the experience. Dunbar from Bathurst, as we mentioned, in the David Dunbar Homes. The David Dunbar Homes entry, cart number 81. And of course, that's the deadly cart. It's lap number 12, just completed by David Dunbar, as Dunbar heads down into turn number 4 and onto the back straight once again. David Dunbar doing a fantastic job here in that 81 card. He's driven an excellent weekend of racing, qualifying the 81 on the pole, then won. He was able to take the win by 1 second. Heat 2, that was Gary Cozzi's opportunity to shoot, and Cozzi got past them and took the victory by 0.1 of a second. And then in Heat 3, it was David Dunbar again by 16 seconds over. Fantastic drive by Sarah Cozzi in that drive. Earlier today, David Dunbar got the pre-final victory, and he looks like he's on his way to take the victory here in the Super Heavy Challenge. Out to 1.6 seconds as the laps count down. The white flag will be out this time by for cart 81, David Dunbar. Good driving here from the Bathurst as he hooks it into turn number 1 once again. Cozzy taking a much tighter line into turn down through the flip-flop. No doubting about it. There is brewing for third now. And it's Carl inside of Williams as they work their way down into the car. Continued to battle along here, and now as they are on the final lap, Carr is trying to make the pass for third place and a podium finish. Dunbar is leading. It's the battle for third that we'll focus on, as Dunbar heads to the checkered flag and takes the win. Cozzy comes home in second. Here's this battle now for third place. They come off the final, has the advantage, and Williams will hold on. So Williams holds on for that third place. Carr in fourth. Then it's Sarah Cozzy. And back there is Scott Nielsen in place.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
Great to have all those sponsors on board for the Super Heavy Challenge, as we get set now for the Super Heavy Final. 51. Alongside him, the 25 of Ryan McLinshaw. Tailby in the 65. 15 laps the journey as we get set to go racing once again. Keane in the 51 gets the advantage. McLinshaw in the 25 out in second place. Tailby in third as Keane kicking away at the front of the field. Keane has been the dominant driver here at this weekend's racing. Qualified on the pole with a 46.145 second lap. McLinshaw in second position and second fastest qualifier with a 47.3. So he was 8 tenths of a second, the Wollongong driver, in qualifying. And then throughout the race has been delivering some fairly solid victories. In heat number one, it was a 15.5 second victory. In number two, it was a 13.9 second victory. Heat number three, in the rain, was a 41 second victory. So then in the pre-final earlier today, Keane won by 9.4 seconds. So James Keane, who's in the 51 card, as I've mentioned, their previous card is up for sale. So you can speak to Trevor about how much that cart, chassis and package will cost to pick up if you're looking for a junior cart. Keane out in front here as he heads towards the hairpin. Keane, your race leader. McLinshaw in the 25 cart sits in second. And then it's back to Tailby in that 65 cart. So a 46.747 for James Keane. His fastest lap of the race so far. Now, the Wilson towing cart of Hannah Tailby qualified a 49.7 and out there running at the moment 0.1. So Tailby getting experience here and getting faster and faster as the weekend continues on. McLinshaw up there in second position. Best lap of this race of 47.2. So that is also faster than McLinshaw's qualifying effort. Four laps completed now. And Keane in the 51 leads the way. He's out to a 2.9 second lead. McLinshaw. Now the Wollongong top cart of Brian McLinshaw doing a good job here, being very consistent throughout the wind, and as you could tell by those gaps, with the exception of that rain-soaked affair in heat number three yesterday, has been improving his own time on this circuit as well. So, Jane, well out in front. Keane in the 51 now opens up a advantage of, well, 8 seconds last time by. This time by, it's now a 4.8 seconds. So picked up a second over McLinshaw on that lap. So Macklinshaw just starting to fall off the pace slightly. Anna Talby with that 48.7 second on last lap has now dropped to 15 seconds behind the race. So good drive here by Keane. Comes across the line now and has completed 7 laps. So approaching half race distance now. As a reminder, the Orange Kart Kart Club, their calendar for season 2014 sees racing back here on the 10th of August, then the 7th of September, 12th of October, and then the South Pacific titles on the 8th and 9th of November. Of course, the 7th of December will be their Christmas meeting. But, it all South Pacific titles here in November, meeting on the 8th and 9th of November. And we hope that any of the drivers here this turn for that meeting. Okay, I've just been handed a note. The website hasn't been updated yet, but that October 12th meeting has been cancelled. So the races left here. The races left here are the 10th or 11th of September, and then it's the South Pacific titles on the 8th and 9th of November, with the Christmas meeting on the 7th of December. So it should be few weekends of action here for Carter's Orange Kart Club. You'll be a part of them, as we hope that many of the sponsors will be returning for the South Pacific titles here in November. We had a great meeting last year, fantastic number of karts on hand for what is one of the real blue ribbon events in New South Wales, the South Pacific titles, always one of the biggest meetings of the year here in Orange, and also, and we hope you'll be part of them. Of course, we've mentioned a number of other meetings coming up over the next couple of weeks. The ACT Challenge on next weekend at the Canberra Kartway. Then, in 2 weeks' time, everyone's heading across to Grenfell for the third round of the Southern Stars Series. So that's just two big meetings coming up in the region. And of course, let's not forget Grenfell with the Bob Hine Memorial then on the June 29 and 30 weekend. The Festival of the Kids and of course the Bob Hine Memorial. Two great big meetings. In fact, I think the Bob Hine Memorial becoming the biggest country meeting held in New South Wales. Although Coffs Harbour probably in the over 40s might outshadow that one, but certainly the Bob Hine Memorial is a huge event, and of course it incorporates the Festival of the Kids as well. So that one coming up at the end of June, and then on the October long weekend, the New South Wales State Karting Championships to be held at Grenfell. So that will be a fantastic event for the state of New South Wales, the Open State Championships at Grenfell. I know they're doing a lot of work at the track and have done over many years to get that venue to the point where it can hold a state championship. And everyone's looking forward to that as well. So, James Keane, 12 laps now here in this final for the Junior National Super Heavies. And he is out 10.1 second lead over Ryan Macklinshaw. Hannah Talby doing a good job in that 65 card. Comes along to complete 12 now. And it is James Keane in the 51 card who heads on to the start finish line. 13 laps now completed. So Keane leading as he heads down into turn number four. Good job by him today, or across the weekend, I should really say. Fastest qualifier, has won all three heats, pre-final, and now, with a lap and a half remaining, he leads the Super Heavy Junior National Final as the race leader heads through the kink and into the final turns. Sun bathing over the great orange cartway here as James Keane takes the white flag to commence his final lap. So Keane doing extremely well across this weekend. Had some great racing as he led the way in this Junior National Super Heavies. He heads towards the windmill for the final time. And as he works his way along the short chute into the final turns to head up the start-finish straight now and to take the checkered flag, Keane takes the victory. Macklin Shaw now through the final turns as well. He'll come up the start-finish straight in that 25 card. And a good job there from Hannah Tailby, who will round out the weekend with a solid third-place finish. Some great racing here from the Junior National Super Heavies. Up next, it is the Senior National's turn to race for the plate.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347, or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
So we get ready now for what will be a thrilling Senior National Super Heavy Final. Big field of carts. They're in good formation. They could get a start this time by. We'll see. No start this time. Kurt Dixon on the pole. Brendan out of position number two. Benjamin Churchland will start out of position number three. The 20 is Michael Hazelton. The 77, Tony Lawson. The 55, Wayne Ogilvie. The 78, Keegan Brain. The 9 is Jeremy Lua. The 73, Jeffrey Tresider. 70 is Paul Skrbiris. The 45, Max Labert. The 19, Reese Harradine. 65, Chris Daly. And Simon Lua is in the fight. This time to start, and it is Curtis Dixon Churchland gets up to second. Skabiris is into the grass on the outside of turn number one. They start to settle themselves down into single file now as they work along the back straight. It's Curtis Dixon who leads the way from Churchland. Then it's back to Brent Dixon, further back too wide through the hairpin as they are still battling it pretty hard for the minor placings. It's Curtis Dixon who leads the way from Churchland. Brent Dixon, next one through is Hazelton, then it's Lawson. A gap back then to Ogilvie, he's been passed by Brain. Lures the next car through in the nine. It looks like Simon Lewis done well, getting up about five positions there in the first lap. The P-plater in the car number five, coming across the line and doing a great job. Race leader heads down the back straight again, and now it's Brent Dixon up into second position as he makes the pass on Churchland. Churchland will be disappointed the way he's finishing off this meeting, as he had a great start to it being the fastest qualifier, but now is fading back through the field. And although he keeps the pressure on Brent Dixon, race leader is Kurt Dixon through to complete lap number two. Brent Dixon in second, then it's Churchland. Hazelton kicking away from Lawson now. Then it's Ogilvie who has got past Brain, as so has Herodine, who had to drive back through the field after problems in the pre-final. So, drama's back there for, I think it might be the Herodine car this time, who is very slow out of the hairpin. And in fact, it was the 78 of Brain. So the Brain cart has dropped about four more positions in the course of this lap. Churchland has got back ahead of Brent Dixon as well. So the 22 of Benjamin Churchland is back up to second. And he has got Brent Dixon on his back bumper. So it's Curtis Dixon who's pulling away in the 60 card. Curtis Dixon in the Studio 15 helmet painting CRG. The orange driver leads the way up the start-finish straight to complete four laps. Back then to Churchland. Dixon is the next pass-through with Hazelton, Lawson, Ogilvie, Harradine, Lua, Brain, Simon Lewis, Gabiris, further then back to, I think that is the 73 of Tresida, Daly, and Laybutt rounds out the field. Again, Brent Dixon gets past Churchland. Race leader still Curtis Dixon. Churchland shuffled back to second. Hazelton still sits in third, keeping away from Lawson. Ogilvie, quiet run by himself. Reese Harradine. Then it's Harradine, Jeremy Lua, Brian, Simon Lua, Scriberis, Tresida, as the leader has really got himself a handy buffer now. It's over 3 seconds, the lead between Curtis Dixon and Brent Dixon as they come across the start-finish line. Benjamin Churchland is the next car through. Churchland in third. Thought he'd have the inside that time. So they went into the flip-flop on Brent Dixon. But wasn't to be. And Brent Dixon holds off the charge from Churchland for the moment. Now, will he be able to close up this gap that Kurt Dixon has created? It's 2 points. In fact, we'll check that again as he comes across the line. 2.5 seconds now. So Curtis Dixon, his last lap, a 46.2. Brent Dixon, a 46.63. Benjamin Churchland, a 46.94. Although, interestingly, the fastest lap of the race is Benjamin Churchland's. He's done a 46.424 lap number 6. Curtis Dixon, a 46.461, his fastest lap. And Brent Dixon, a 46.561. All those fast laps being set on lap number 6. So we complete 8 laps now. And it's Church up the inside of Brent Dixon into the flip-flop. He makes the pass. So, again, up to second spot. Curtis Dixon, your race leader. Brent Dixon shuffled back to third as Benjamin Churchland leads him in that battle for second. The battle for fourth heating up, as Michael Hazelton from Lithgow and Tony Lawson from Orange have a good little battle of their own back in fourth position. Ogilvie's being caught by Harradine. And I think Ogilvie and Harradine are going to mix it up here for a few more laps yet. Ogilvie in the 55, Harradine in the 19 cart. And then another good battle, Brian Lewis, Gribiris and Tresida. And also involved in that battle, well, in fact, there's trouble here for the 78 of Brian. So he's fallen back behind Daly now. And it's Simon Lua, Paul Skibiris, Jeffrey Tresida and Chris Daly who are battling it out currently for ninth position. The start-finish line once again. Churchland still holds second position. As, Brent Dixon trying to make the move through the flip-flop, but that time it didn't come off and Churchland has that second spot. Plenty of racing action in the National Super Heavy Final as the leader comes up onto the back of the 45 cart of Max Labor. Churchland leading. Max Labor moving well out of the way for the leader. Curtis Dixon just saying thanks very much to Max Labor, one of the most experienced to date. And he stays well out of the way for this second place battle as well. As Benjamin Churchland in the 22, Brent Dixon in the 42 continue on their battle. Hazelton and Lawson stale there as Ogilvie is getting away from Harradine now. Skibiris trying to make a move into turn one on Simon Lua. That's the battle for an 8th and 9th continuing on. As we have 12 laps now completed at the front of the field, Curtis Dixon still leads. Hazelton and Lawson, their battle continues on. Now Harradine's closed up on Ogilvie. So that battle for 5th and 6th, 6th and 7th, is continuing on quite nicely there. Oh, problems for the 5 cart of Lua as he gets sideways there and he's going to drop a couple of spots to Tresida and Daly. Leader is still Curtis Dixon. Can Churchland make the move going down into the flip-flop once again? No, he can't. Churchland holding on to second place. Brent Dixon tried to look up the inside of him going into the hairpin that time. What can Brent Dixon do? Curtis Dixon leading the way. Got some more traffic ahead of him in the 78 of Brain. Churchland and then Brent Dixon back there in second and third spots as they work their way across the start-finish line. White flag is out as they head down into the flip-flop. What can Brent Dixon do? He's right on the back bumper now of Churchland. Their way on the crossover move through turn four. Dixon gets up the inside of Churchland. They touch going into the hairpin. As they come out of the hairpin now, Churchland has the advantage. Dixon's back in third position. So it's Curtis Dixon leading the way as he heads through the double left-handers. And Churchland, Brent Dixon back there in third. The race leader heads to the checkered flag. Curtis Dixon will take the victory. Second place will be Churchland, then it's Brent Dixon. Back then to Hazelton, further back to Lawson. Behind Lawson then, the gap to Harradine, who gets back ahead of Ogilvy. Jeremy Lua, Alcibiris, further back then to Tressida, Daly, and Simon Lua rounding out the lead lap carts. With Max Labatt one lap down. So, Scabiris ahead of Tressida. Daly and Lua round out the running order. Stick racing there in Senior National Super Heavy.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
We get set for the rookies out onto the circuit for the final. And
there's only
well, the rookies, just waiting to see how they're forming up here. Charles McLansborough starting on the pole. Blue out of position number 2 in the 13 card. Chloe Cozzi in the 9 card. The 41 is Nicholas Myers. The 75 is Oliver McLansborough. And the 73P is Jim. So, as we get set for a start here in the final of the rookies, McLansborough and Toole. Well, McLansborough just didn't accelerate away out of the final turn, and a bit of ducks and drakes being played here at the start of the rookies' final.
Looks like you're doing yoga or something, you know, when you go to
as they continue to form up here. We'll be ready to go racing in a moment, we hope. They've gone through the cut through, and we look to see a racing start here. Charles McLansborough, well, he's had an interesting weekend to say the least. The fastest qualifier, Chloe Cozzi, the second fastest qualifier, but in race mode, Lachlan Toole has really given them all something to think about. So Charles McLansborough starts on the pole. Lachlan Toole in the 13 carts on the outside of the front row. And racing at Toole. It got the jump that time very well out the outside. Nicholas Myers is going to go up into second position. So McLansborough and Chloe Cozzi shuffled back to third and fourth positions respectively, as they work their way through the hairpin. McLansborough in. He moved now up the inside of the 41. No, he can't make the pass. And Toole.
Card 76 took pole, was on the pole.
So Meyer sits back there in second place. Toole in the 13 card is your race leader. Here comes McLansborough now. No, he can't make the move going into turn number one. So Jake Bullman and Oliver McLansborough having a good battle back there for 5th and 6th position, whilst we have Lachlan Toole leading the way. Toole with a handy buffer over Nicholas Meyer in the 41 cut. Charles McLansborough in the 76. Chloe Cozzi in the 9. Runs back there in 4th. So the Gulf Western Oils cart of Lachlan Toole leading the way as, oh, McLansborough makes a big move to the final turns. And he got the move done going into turn 11 and is now up into second place. He's got a 1.2 second gap to try and close up to get to the leader in the 13 cart of of Lachlan Toole. So Oliver McLansborough now in that Subway Stocklands Bathurst cart moves up into fifth position past the 73 of Jake Bullman. They work their way through the two left-handers of the infield onto the short chute now. And O'Toole leads McLansborough. Then it's back to Myers, Cozzi further back then. We go back to Oliver McLansborough and then to Jake Bullman. That point second, McLansborough of 46.572 second lap to Toole's 47.041. As Chloe Cozzi now trying to make the move on Nicholas Myers for the battle for third. And Cozzi just can't quite seem to get it done. So, Chloe Cozzi now side by Myers going into the kink and she makes the pass for third. Meanwhile, Lachlan Toole and Charles McLansborough are nose to tail as they're down into the flip-flop and towards turn number four. Along the back straight and into the hairpin. It's Toole, McLansborough, Cozzi, and Myers. As McLansborough's about to move into Windmill, can't make it. It's the double left-handers now onto the short chute. And Toole, sitting back there in the lead, just knows that he's got a hard charger behind him in Charles McLansborough, but he's not letting that worry him at the moment. So Charles McLansborough, a 46.491 second lap on that last lap. Toole, a 46.42. As they head through the hairpin, there's not much between them. The race leader, is Lachlan Toole in the 13. So, the Lithgow base driver in the Gulf Western Oils Cat leads the orange driver from Bathurst, the Subway, Bathurst and Kelso, Arrow, Osmic Lansborough, then Lithgow nose to tail as they head through the flip-flop and down into turn number four. Charles McLansborough really pushing hard here as they head into the hairpin once again. Chloe Cozzi has made the pass on Nicholas Myers and now is extending her gap to over 2 seconds between third and fourth. Oliver McLansborough also opening up his gap between himself and Bullman. So as Toole completes lap number 7, McLansborough right on his back bumper now, looks to the inside, heading to the flip-flop, and just couldn't quite make the move. So Toole knows he's under a 46.102 for Toole on that last lap, a 46.04 for McLansborough. As they're still locked together nose to tail. It's now the double left-handers. No break for the race leader here at all as he heads into the final turns. It's 8 laps completed this time by. And it's Toole, Charles McLansborough, Louis Cozzi, Nicholas Myers, Oliver McLansborough, and Jake Bullman, your running order. But the battle hit right at the pointy end of the field as they run nose to tail. Toole. The gap at the last time by the start finish line was 0.265 of a second. They are closer than that as McLansborough again thinks about inside. So it's the 13 of Lachlan Toole, who continues to lead here under tremendous pressure from the 76 of Charles McLansborough. They head along the start-finish line once again. The gap is a 2.21 second gap. Nothing between these two drivers. McLansborough quicker on that last lap, a 46.001 to a 46.045. That's amazing that these young drivers can battle it out this close as McLansborough again looks to the inside going into windmill. And Toole just keeping his nerve. Toole will be frustrated because he lost his nerve in the pre-final when he was leading. And McLansborough was able to put back, get him to make the mistake to allow him to take. Here in this final, Toole wants to try and keep his concentration and not do the same thing again. It was in, coming out of the hairpin in the pre-final where he ran wide. Can Charles McLansborough put that pressure on him again? Or has Toole learnt the lessons of that previous race? Gulf Western Oil, cart number 13, leads the way from the Subway cart. Number 76 of Charles McLansborough. Chloe Cozzi is in the 9 cart. That's the Cozzi electrical cart. Weird Myers in the top wash, number 41. And then it's Oliver McLansborough in the Subway Stocklands Bathurst cart, number 75, with Jake Bullman in the 73, who sits in 6th position. So the battle at the front of the field, Jake Bullman now. 12 laps will be completed this time by Lachlan Toole, Charles McLansborough, nose to tail still. As the start, Bullman will start with flags you would expect soon to tell him that the leaders are bearing down on him. So the blue flag goes out now, and can McLansborough use the back marker advantage? Toole, he'll want to get a clean run through here. He doesn't want to get balked through the flip-flop. He makes his move now. He goes very wide there, and both carts at the front of the field get past the back marker of Jake Bullman, and everyone breathes a sigh of relief. Lachlan Toole leading the way. McLansborough, as close as he's been over the last few laps. He goes side by side into Windmill. No, they have to back it out of there. And that gives Toole a slight aid and a slight temporary relief to the pressure. 13 laps completed this time by, and Lachlan Toole in the Gulf Western Oils Cart leads the way from Charles McLansborough. Then it's back to Chloe Cozzi. Further back to Myers, Oliver McLansborough, and Jake Bulmer now one lap down. Some great driving at the front of the field. Now Oliver is close to 41 of Nicholas. There are only 3 second gap there, and Oliver McLansborough is about one and a quarter seconds faster than Nicholas Myers. So that could be a battle into this race as they come to the white flag, and it's Toole leading the way from McLansborough. Cozzi back there in third position as they head into the flip-flop for the final time. Through turn four, McLansborough putting the pressure on. He goes into the hairpin. He closes the gap up. There's nothing between the front two as they dogleg and towards Windmill for the final time. Race leader, Toole. What can McLansborough do here in the dying stages? It's Toole and McLansborough. They head to the start-finish line to wind up what has been a fantastic weekend of racing, and Toole will take the checkered flag. McLansborough home in second. Third place will go to Chloe Cozzi, and a great drive by her. Now the battle behind is still going on, and it's a good one too. It's between Nicholas Myers, who's trying to Oliver McLansborough, and Myers has got McLansborough charging at him at the line. There's a cart length in it. Some fantastic driving there to this final race. Right throughout, there was some great stuff there. Well, the Super Heavy Challenge, some fantastic racing over the course of the weekend. We hope you've enjoyed it, and we look forward to seeing plenty more of it as this racing continues.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Cart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Cart Club.
All right, well, we want to get a race start this time by, as the final of Clubman Heavy. It is about to start. So they're just waiting for, I think it's Brent Dixon, to form up. So Nathan Walden in the 80, Glenn Bullman in the 31, Mike's in the 68, Brent Dixon is in the 6 card. So two Grenfell drivers. In the middle of this pack, it's the Queenslander, will lead them to the green light. In fact, no. Well, they're racing, and a good start that time by Hazelton. Leads them to the green. Walden sits back there in second position. Then it's back to Dixon and Bullman. They head through the hairpin. Hazelton in the cart number... he's supposed to be in cart number 11. So that's Michael Hannaford out there in the 69. So Hannaford in the 60, leading the way from the 80. Ethan Walden. Then it's back to the 31 of Bullman, Brent Dixon, sitting back there in fourth position. So Dixon lost some ground there on that first lap. Got off to a pretty good start initially up into third. So they come into the start-finish line for lap number two. And it's still Hannaford who leads the way from Walden. Walden, Hillman and Dixon. Hannaford from Grenfell in the 69 cart. Nathan Walden from Ipswich in Queensland. Down to the 31 of Glenn Bullman in from Grenfell, and Brent Dixon in the 6 cart. As they work across the start finish line, lap number 3, and Hannaford is the race leader. So he's out to a 0.7 second lead over Glenn Bullman and Brent Dixon. It's Hannaford, Walden, Bullman and Dixon, the running order here in the Clubman. Of course, I call it the Clubman Heavy Final, but there is Tag 125 Heavies out there, along with Open Performance. Of course, there's a twin cart, part of the Open Performance package there that Dixon's running. The twin engine cart you can see at the number 6. So a bit of a mixed bag. In fact, I don't think there's a Clubman out there, even though it's being called the Clubman Heavy Class. So as the leaders work their way towards turn number 4 on lap 6, the gap between Hannaford and is 1.4 seconds. Then it's 11 seconds further back to Glenn Bullman, and Brent Dixon is a further 5.1 seconds back from there. So Hannaford, who has been solid here in this race all weekend, this definitely been a one across the weekend. Hannaford now out to a 1.4 second lead. Walden, of course, has already won so far this weekend, where he picked up the Studio 15 furthest journeyman award. And that award was, of course, shared between Nathan Walden and also the drivers. Well, Nathan Walden, Jenkins, who both came down from Queensland. And then, of course, you had the Kerwoods, who have come up from Geelong, who split that prize donated by Studio 15 for helmet painting and designs. We thank Kurt Dixon for his sponsorship of this super heavy challenge, and we hope all the people who have travelled from far and wide to be part of this event will go back and tell their clubmen, club mates, that it was a fantastic weekend here, and more people need to get involved with it next year to make it into a truly championship event and a great opportunity for all the guys in the super heavy ranks to come together and have an enjoyable weekend of racing. We've seen some great racing so far. We've still got a couple of races till we conclude this inaugural super heavy challenge with the restricted 125s super heavies and then the tag 125 super heavies to close it all out. So, as our leader in the 69 cart, Michael Hannaford heads across the start finish line to complete lap number 10 ahead of Nathan Walden, then sitting 2.9 seconds behind Hannaford. Bullman's back there in the 31 cart, and Dixon in that Dixon Sports cart running in for. So, Brent Dixon, well, he's decided that enough's enough. He's pulling in now, as he was about to go a lap. So, Michael Hannaford will have more clean track ahead of him. The Hannaford cart, number 69, leading the way as they head towards Windmill once again. Some great driving here in this, well, it's called Clubman Heavy Final. I think it should really be an open performance final. But as the leaders now continue to work their way around the hairpin once again, that gap between first and second, 2.5 seconds now. It's still Michael Hannaford in the 69 card who leads the way. So Hannaford, your race leader. Walden in second place, and Glenn Bullman in that 31 card out there in third. Glenn Bullman, of course, has a year of winning over the course of the last year or so, where he was the third place in Sportsman Restricted Heavy at last year's Southern Star Series. So the Grenfell driver once again in and amongst it as the white flag is out. And I'm not sure if I can find where Bullman's running this year in the Southern Star Series. Oh yes, I can. So Glenn Bullman, currently in the Southern Star Series, he had a 12th position with the series in 2 weeks' time heading to Grenfell. So, as the checkered flag is at the ready, the race leader heads to the checkered flag to win Hannaford takes the victory from Walden. Hannaford and Walden, a good day's racing for them, or good weekend's racing for them to be precise. As Allman will the places there.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.
So, they're about set to come out for the tag restricted final. Tag restricted final. Oh, I'm just waiting for them to come up here. Shane Tate from Wollongong on the pole. Stephen Kerwood in the 99. Out of position number 2. That's the 58 of David Kerwood in the third position. And then Scott Dalton Kirby will start out of position number 4. So in good formation. Will they go racing this time by? No, they won't. Give them another lap. So Shane Tate has been the class of the field here in racing so far for this tag restricted. Looking for a start this time. Tate on the pole. Stephen Kerwood up position 2. Away and racing an even start side by side. It's Tate who gets the lead into turn number 1. Stephen Kerwood, then back to David Kerwood and Scott Dalton Kirby is the running order as they head down the back straight for the first time. Race leader heads through the hairpin and it's Shane Tate in the 10 who leads the way. Stephen Kerwood in the 99 looking to try and stay on his back bumper for as long as possible with the 58 of David Kerwood and Scott Dalton Kirby in the 68 behind him. Now they've had some interesting battles throughout the day. Tate is your leader. Tate leading the way from Kerwood. Stephen Kerwood, then it's David Kerwood. Behind him, Scott Dalton Kirby. So as the leaders come out of the hairpin now, race leader has a 0.3 of a second advantage, Shane Tate, over Stephen, as they in turn have 0.3 of a second gap between David Kerwood and Dalton Kirby, 0.4 of a second further back. So they're just starting to stretch apart here. For Shane Tate, The Wollongong driver, who was fastest qualifier in the time trial session yesterday morning, Tate, was a 41.954, his fastest qualifying time, from Kerwood, who was a 44. Tate, one heat one. And has not looked back, winning heat. And heat three in the rain was where he missed out on having a sweep of the weekend, because he finished in third position on that occasion. In fact, that was earlier this morning in the, wasn't so much rain, just in the slippery conditions. He came back with a win in the pre-final though, and is currently out in front here in the final. And of course, Tate, in the tag restricted heavy class in the Wollongong Club Championship. So Shane Tate with a number of good results this year already in Wollongong. That, of course, as I mentioned, at the Picton Circuit. And Tate, just looking at his points, well, so far Tate has had wins in the first two rounds of the Wollongong Championship, with decisive victories in both. So, as Tate heads down into the flip-flop and his lead now up to 0.6 second. David Kerwood 1.1 seconds behind Stephen Kerwood in that 99, and then it's back to Scott Dalton Kirby, the Newcastle driver. Of course, Newcastle, the Mount Sugarloaf track, very well known around Australia. Of course, Newcastle regularly hosting rounds of the Stars of Karting, and also the Pro Tour events that are held around the country. So Newcastle, a very well-credentialed that has enjoyed a lot of great drivers coming from that region as well in New South Wales karting circles. As the leader heads up the start-finish straight once again, Tate well out in front here in this, the final of Tag Restricted. Tate leads by only 0.9 of a second over Stephen Kerwood. The Geelong driver in the Extreme Karts Cosmic, followed by David Kerwood, who's in the Birrell, also sponsored by Extreme Karts. David Kerwood currently running around in the 43-second lap mark. So he's about 1.3 seconds off the times being set by the front man in Shane Tate. So Stephen Kerwood sits out there in front. He opens his lead up again by 1.4 seconds. As one of the officials has got their buttons to press by the sound of that squelch in the background. Tate, Kerwood, Stephen, then it's David Kerwood and Dalton Kerr. So we hope you've enjoyed 2014 Super Heavy challenge. It's been a fantastic event across the 2 days of racing so far, with this tag restriction well underway. It is 2/3 of the race now completed, with Shane Tate in the 10 cart coming across the line to complete lap number 10. Kerwood, Stephen Kerwood, followed by David Kerwood. Dalton Kirby sits back there in fourth place. Reminder that next weekend the ACT Challenge is on at Canberra. Then in 2 weeks' time, it's the third round of the Southern Star Series at Grenfell. So we hope to see plenty more people out there at the Canberra Kartways and the Boggalong Kart Track in the next 2 weeks. Kerwood sits back there in second position. So the trip from Geelong will net them at least a trophy. Just looking. The next round of the Wollongong Kart Racing Championship is next weekend as well, on the 18th of May. So they're going to run three heats, a pre-final and a final, all in the one day over there at the Wollongong Kart Club. As Shane Tate leads now by 2.5 seconds over Stephen Kerwood. David Kerwood has been able to hold Scott Dalton Kirby back to almost 2 seconds. That gap there, so we haven't seen that sort of last couple of lap flurry that we'd seen in the pre-final and in some of the previous heats, where Dalton Kirby has been able to close in on the back of David Kerwood and really make it a challenge in the last few laps for him. But 13 laps now completed for your race leader in Shane Tate. So kart number 10, the Karting World entry of Shane Tate, heads towards the windmill for the penultimate time. A lot of people wonder why that corner is called. I don't know how long ago it was pulled down, but certainly when I was racing here in the, what was it now, 80s? In the mid-80s, there used to be a windmill just off to the side of the track as you came into that double left, into the right-hander then, before the two left-handers on the infield. And so that corner used to always be called the windmill corner. And that's how it got its name. Now, I'm not sure when the windmill did get eventually pulled down, but it certainly has kept its name from that time. Shane Tate, well, he heads through windmill and now the double left-handers on the infield there to head towards the checkered flag. And Tate takes the victory. Second place from Geelong, Stephen Kerwood. Then it's back to David Kerwood. And then Dalton Kirby, who round out the running order there. So great racing in the tag restricted final. Next with the tag final here, brought to you by the Orange City Council, CO15, and of course Norton's on the highway.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and are proud sponsors of the Orange Car Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347, or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club.
As we get set for the start here of the Super Heavy Final, Jeffrey Cooper in the 14 cart starts on the pole. Taylor in the 23. Then it's back to the second row of Peter Beaton in that 69 cart. Warren Hall in the 33. Benjamin Jenkins in the 17. And Kurt Dixon in the 60. So we get set for a start here. As the final of the Super Heavies, Tag 125, another race for a plate. I hope you've enjoyed this Super Heavy weekend. Don't forget, you can watch the finals on sportradio.com.au. We've had a webcam here in the broadcast box, locked off on part of the track. As we go racing now, Cooper gets the jump. Beaton goes up the inside of him. As Peter Beaton up into second position. Cooper leading. That leaves Alex Taylor back there in third. Hall, Jenkins. Further back there to Curtis Dixon. The Rams, CRG of Jeffrey Cooper, number 14, leads the way. As they head through the double left-handers on the infield and along the short chute, Cooper gets himself a handy buffer here in the early going. Race leader is Jeffrey Cooper from North Shore Karting Club. Cooper there in the Rams-sponsored kart. Beaten from Grenfell. That's the Australia Hotel Yas JB Autos car. Alex Taylor in the Mick race. CRG runs in third place. In fact, he makes the pass on Beaton now, so he's up to second. And Curtis Dixon back there in fourth. The Queenslander, Benjamin Jenkins, in the 17 car, running in fifth position with Warren Hall back there in sixth place. So as the leaders head across the start-finish line again, Cooper is saving the best for last as he kicking away from Alex Taylor. But Taylor now, without Beaton in front of him, will try to close up that gap. So Alex Taylor from Wollongong heads down in towards Windmill, trying to close up that gap. As the race leader along that start finish straight, it's Cooper out in front, Taylor back there in second, and then further back to running in third place. So Curtis Dixon fourth, that's the Studio 5th painting cart with Benjamin Jenkins. Great to have the Queenslanders here. And we hope you've enjoyed your weekend down here in Orange. You've missed out on one of the real experiences this weekend for the fellas coming down from Orange, coming down from Queensland, because there has been occasions when we've raced here and put out the racing until we broke the ice off the start-finish straight. So you haven't had quite that cold a weekend, but we certainly appreciate you being here and hope we'll see you back next year for the second Super Heavy Challenge. Cooper is your race leader, Jeffrey Cooper from the North Shore Kart Club based out at Eastern Creek. He comes across the start finish line now. He completes one third race distance ahead of Alex Taylor from Wollongong. Grenfell's Peter Beaton is the next kart through. Then it's Ipswich's. Well, no, he's dropped back here, Benjamin Jenkins. It's Orange's Curtis Dixon ahead of Benjamin Jenkinson. And then it's Canberra's Warren Hall in the 33 kart who rounds out the field. That's the Easy Care Hydro Turf, kart number 33 of Warren Hall. He had dramas in the pre-final which saw him off the circuit. He's fortunately been able to sort that out now. And still out there in sixth position. So Cooper, your race leader, 2.4 seconds ahead of Alex Taylor. Fastest lap of the race does go to Jeffrey Cooper so far. On lap number 3, he did a 41.236 second lap. So Cooper out in front by 2.4 seconds over Taylor. His fastest lap of 41.377. Peter Beaton, 41.760. Curtis Dixon, 42.963, his best lap. Jenkinson, 42.841. And Warren Hall, 45.450. So, half race distance now completed by Jeffrey Cooper in that 14 kart. He's driven well across the course of this weekend, with the 14 kart having won in one. He was second in heat two to Alex Taylor by about a half a second. Then in heat three, it was Cooper back on top earlier this morning, and of course went on to win the pre-final by 0.7 of a second. So Taylor in second place might be ruining the fact that he just got caught behind Peter Beaton for that first couple of laps that allowed Taylor to set up this margin that he's not able to close up any closer than about 2.5 seconds currently. Now, Jenkinson has made the pass back on so Dixon shuffled back down to fifth place. As our leader is on lap 10, he's coming up onto the back of the 33 of William Hall from Canberra. So the blue flags will be shown to that cart fairly soon. Hall just had a look over his shoulder, saw where the leader was, as the leader completes 10 laps now. 10 laps completed here. Jeff Cooper, the race leader in kart number 14. Dixon back up the inside of Jenkinson, going into the kink towards the final turns. So Dixon gets himself back up to fourth place. As the blue flag's out now for William Hall. 11 laps completed this time by for Jeffrey Cooper, as Cooper heads across the start-finish line. Lap 11 in the books. It's Cooper from Taylor, beaten back there in third position. Some great driving by him. As now, well, Alex Taylor just caught Warren Hall in the hairpin, so I think that's probably cost him a bit more time. Jenkinson gets back in front of Dixon. So they're going to battle it down to the checkered flag as Dixon to the inside of Jenkinson again into turn four, and he will take the spot. Race leader, now 12 laps in the book. As the battle on the circuit is for fourth position. As, oh, problems there, I think, for Jenkinson. He's dropped well back off the bumper of Dixon. So, as the leader, Jeffrey Cooper, comes through the infield left-handers once again. It's Cooper to complete lap 13 here. Some great driving by all the competitors in this super heavy challenge. And it looks like Jeffrey Cooper from the North Shore Car Club will be heading back to Orange next year for this meeting, and he'll be able to take that four off and run the number one on the kart. So the super heavy tag 1-2-5 final. As Cooper heads into the final turns, the white flag at the ready this time as he heads up the start straight. White flag is out now, and Cooper is your race leader. Taylor has closed up the gap, but not enough to really challenge him here in the late race. So as Cooper goes into the hairpin now, he comes out of the hairpin through the dogleg and towards Windmill. The double left-handers as he comes up the rise. And your leader on his way to a victory here in the tag super heavy final. And it is Cooper, who takes the win from Taylor. Go back then to Peter Beaton, who will lap Warren Hall at the finish line. And it's Dixon with Jenkinson behind him. Dixon now just coming into the kink for the final time and around the bottom turns. And Dixon across the line with Jenkinson, the Queenslander. He gets a solid weekend of racing in. So thank you to all the officials who have helped out across what has been a great weekend of racing. To all the competitors, we hope you've enjoyed your weekend and look forward to seeing you here again next year. But don't forget some other great racing up at the Orange Kart Club. Of course, August the 10th, September the 7th, then November 8th and 9th, the South Pacific Titles, one of the biggest meetings in New South Wales, one of the most prestigious titles, the South Pacifics, and then the Christmas meeting on the 7th of December. We hope you will be back for all of them. Also, a great thanks to our officials right throughout the weekend. We appreciate their service. And, of course, we cannot forget the great sponsors. And remember to support the people who support karting in your area.
Orange City Council provides a wide range of services and facilities supporting the Orange community and the wider region, including childcare, tourism support, sports fields, parks and gardens, water storage and treatment, waste management, and more than 500 kilometres of roads. The Orange local government area is 290 square kilometres, and they are a proud sponsor of the Orange Car Club. The Orange City Council, the major sponsor of the Super Heavy Challenge.
Norton's on the Highway is your one-stop shop for all your Shell fuels and products, situated at 68 Bathurst Road, Orange, and our proud sponsors of the Orange Kart Club. They are open 24/7, so make sure you call in and see them and fill up with all the essentials for the trip home.
Studio 15 Helmet Painting is your affordable choice when it comes to making you stand out in the pack. Studio 15 can paint your own design or give you one of their own original creations. It's fast, affordable and professional helmet painting in the local area. Contact Kurt Dixon on 0412 757 347. That's 0412 757 347. Or see him at the track to discuss your options. Studio 15 Helmet Painting is a proud sponsor of the Orange Kart Club.